Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Gambling was a sporadic underground and mostly illegal business in the United States when I was growing up. But in the last 10 years, it has become a big bucks industry in most states and plays a huge role in politics. When gambling came to Missouri, the legislators had the foresight to impose a $500 loss limit. That means an individual cannot lose more than $500 every 2 hours. That comes to $6,000 a day. Every 2 hours, the gambler must make a conscious decision to go back to the desk and plunk down more cash for more chips. This is a good law because it prevents the vulnerable problem gambler from losing his family house or his life savings in a single sitting. Now the casinos are lobbying the Missouri legislature to repeal the $500 loss limit, and the casinos made enough political contributions to candidates last fall to believe they have the votes to do this. This would be a terrible thing for the Missouri legislature to do for two reasons. First, without the loss limit, there will be many more problem gamblers, the guys who keep on gambling and losing without interruption until they lose big money. Second, removing the $500 loss limit would bring the money launderers into Missouri. They've been kept out until now because they can't do much money laundering if they can exchange bills for gambling chips only in small amounts. If the $500 loss limit is gone, the money launderers can plunk down $100,000 in illegally gotten money, gamble a little while, and then turn in their chips for all clean bills. The $500 loss limit is the most effective break on crimes associated with the gambling industry. Missouri is the only state that has this law, and that's why the worst criminal elements have stayed away. Missouri would be foolish to give up this protection, and other states would be wise to imitate it.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Gambling destroys families and has been linked to high crime rates. Worse, money from casinos has a huge influence on politicians. For information on how to slow the spread of gambling, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois 62002. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. So join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
Makes you feel good.
Cardivite. Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Zale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Zale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, coming in second place just means you were the first person to lose. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am glad that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And there's two ways to look at that. What did he say? Coming in second place means that you're the first person that had the chance to lose, or something to that effect. See, we always look at it the other way. If you're the reserve champion, hey, you'd have been champion if that other guy hadn't have been there. Simple as that. It's all how you look at it. Anyway, I have an interesting judge story here that you probably will like. It's this is an Ohio Supreme Court justice was pulled over by a cop, and she had the smell of alcohol on her breath. She'd had tea martinis, and she was under the influence of alcohol, and this cop thought she was drunk, okay? And she's now scheduled to appear in court. A police sergeant questioned her. He said, "I can smell alcohol on your breath." And she assures the officer that she can drive safely. But he asked her to take a portable breathalyzer, a breath analyzer. And she lowered her voice and said, "I did have something to drink." She also repeatedly asked to be let go. She said, "My God, you know I decide all these cases in your favor. Come on. Would you believe a judge would do that? Would decide all of those DWI, or what is it? It used to be DWI cases in the cop's favor. And my golly," she said, "look what you're doing to me." She refused to take the official breathalyzer test. See, the first test you take can't be used in court. Anyway, she could also receive as much as 6 months in jail and a fine up to $1,000 if she's convicted. She's been Supreme Court justice since 1989 in the state of Ohio. The interesting thing here is, and I'll bet she could drive without any problem. But she didn't have sympathy on those other people that came in that could drive without a problem just because they had alcohol on their breath. So hanging on her, I think it's great. Anyway, what I don't think is great is this CAFTA thing that's coming up. CAFTA, of course, is the Central American Free Trade Agreement. And apparently these states, these countries, I don't know why they start calling them states all of a sudden. They're countries to me, but Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, they're all working on this CAFTA agreement. See, our Congress is working on it. Bush is pushing it just as hard as he possibly can. We as a United States administration, not we as people here living in the United States, but our government wants this free trade stuff. And apparently Guatemala passed this free trade agreement. I didn't know the other countries had to pass these. Apparently they do. Guatemala passed the United States, Central America, Dominican Republic Free Trade Agreement, which follows the recent approval of this agreement in El Salvador and Honduras. Now, this action brings the United States one step closer to an agreement that will significantly benefit American agriculture, farmers, ranchers, and food processors. But that's not only a lie. It's one of them, their kind of lies, because we know it doesn't. We have seen what happened with NAFTA and GATT, and it destroys the agricultural economies in not only the United States, but Mexico, every place we've had it. Why do you think that the Mexicans are all coming to America, the Mexican farmers I'm talking about? Because they can't make a living farming anymore. This is all through the multinational corporations, obviously. They're the ones that make the profit out of this. And they're the ones that are telling our government to do the things that our government is doing. Anyway, the United States markets are already open to imports from Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. This agreement will eliminate tariffs on all trade barriers in these countries. U.S. Congress must ratify this. But I will assure you that if the Congress doesn't ratify it, it won't make any difference, because these people don't care about anything that's constitutional anymore. The Congress did not ratify the Biodiversity Treaty, but it's being executed right here before our very eyes, and we're paying for it. Well, anyway, let's go on back to these countries again. Over the last couple of days, thousands of people in Guatemala have demonstrated in Guatemala City in response to legislation currently under consideration of Central America Free Trade. Now, apparently, this story was, although the dateline on it is March 10th, but they have already done this. But anyway, I mean, they've already passed it there in Guatemala City. But the farmers there are protesting. Guatemala military and security forces have used tear gas, armored vehicles, water cannons, and many demonstrators were injured, undetermined numbers arrested, and others characterized as disappeared. Now, you see, the thing is, the people in these countries understand. They know what all this free trade stuff does to them, and it ruins their economy. They understand this. The people in America apparently don't know, don't care, and it doesn't make American citizens any different. The other thing you need to think about here is that apparently the world leaders have installed globalists in every country on the globe, because we knew that the people in Central America did not want this, yet their leaders do. Why? Their leaders are under the same control that our leaders are under. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you how U.S. farmers are really going to benefit from this calf to trade. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, It's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here. And yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value, a great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well: real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we have returned. Now, back to this CAFTA thing. CAFTA, of course, is a Central America Free Trade Agreement that is going to pass. It's the same as here. We have it. And even if it doesn't, even if it doesn't go through the legislature, if it's never ratified and all, it doesn't make any difference. We're going to have it anyhow because these people have an agenda and they do what they want to do. Now, you saw what happened in Guatemala. Those people there, we're talking about the Guatemala farmers and I'm sure textile workers and other people like that, they know what's going to happen. They're going to start working for less than what they're getting now. And so they rioted. And what happened to them? Well, armored vehicles, water cannons, and they arrested some, and then some just disappeared. You don't know what happens to those people that just disappear. But anyway, now, yesterday evening, Lou Dobbs on CNN had a guest, George Naylor. And Naylor is president of the National Family Farm Coalition. And Naylor says, U.S. farmers benefiting from this? You see, because that first story I had telling about how great it was going to be for the farmers and the ranchers here in the United States, and that, of course, is our new Secretary of Agriculture, the ex-governor of Nebraska, saying all this. And, you know, Nebraska's strictly an agricultural state. He ought to know all about it. He's saying how great it's going to be. Well, the fellow who's now heading up the National Farmers Farm Coalition says no. He says the farmers in Central America benefiting from it is just simply not true. He said farmers don't export anything. And I have been preaching this now for years and years and years. Farmers don't export. You know, the reason I'm so hot on this topic is because we've been hearing that since back in the 1950s. Oh, we've got to export more wheat. Why don't we open the? I remember when Eisenhower wouldn't sell wheat to Russia because we wouldn't sell to a communist country. Said, oh, these farmers need to get these wheat prices up because farmers need to export. Farmers don't export. Farmers sell to corporations that do export, and it's the corporations that make the money. Anyway, back to what Naylor was saying here. Farmers don't export anything. We just sell our products to an international market, and it's the big corporations that do the exporting, and so our farm prices are generally very low, and the profits all go to the exporters. It's our farm policy that forces farmers off their land all around the world. And this is absolutely the truth. You see, we've had more Mexican farmers go broke since we've had NAFTA and GATT than ever before. They can't make it down there. We're shipping our corn down to Mexico, breaking their corn market, and they tell me that the price of tortillas has doubled or tripled or something since the corn prices are so low, which shows, again, Mexico's no different than the United States. It makes no difference what the price of the product coming is worth off the farm. The price of the product that you pay at the retail level is going to stay right on up there, maybe even go higher still. Anyway, he says, it's forcing farmers off the land all around the world because their prices are being determined by an international market just like ours. And so when they can't make a living on the farm, they wander away to look for a job. And if they don't find a job that pays $4 a day, they come to the United States looking for work. Now, the state agriculture directors are not behind CAFTA, which surprised me. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Now we're talking about CAFTA again. That is the Central America Free Trade Agreement. I would have thought, only from past history of how state government acts, that the states would have fallen right in line with the feds on this thing, but apparently not, at least not in this instance. The story goes like this. Despite a plea from the Bush administration, state agriculture directors went on record against the Central American Free Trade Agreement. And we can take our hats off to these people for doing that. Proponents of CAFTA came within one vote of getting it overturned. Now, what they did, they had this meeting and they said, no, we're not going to, we don't like CAFTA. We can see what NAFTA and GATT has done. CAFTA is going to just make more of the same. And it went over pretty big. And then they had to have another vote because in the meantime, they were coerced. In other words, I would assume somebody says, despite a plea from the Bush administration, so I would assume that it was the Bush administration sent someone out there to hard sell them on this thing and say, hey, we got to have it. But in spite of the plea, proponents of CAFTA came within one vote of getting the vote overturned. In other words, they didn't get the job done. So the state agriculture directors still did not want to get involved as a group now with CAFTA. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture took the position against CAFTA. This was back, and I don't know why we're always so slow getting this information. I just received this today. It was on February the 21st. After its Marketing and International Trade Committee unanimously adopted a resolution proposed by southern states. So, again, hats off to the South. They're still fighting the Civil War down there, and they understand what can happen. And anyhow, CAFTA, but it doesn't make any difference what the State Departments of Agriculture directors say. It's going to happen anyway, because it's going to happen anyway. Now, let's look at what happens when these things happen. In the first month after the end of all quotas on textiles and apparel, imports to the United States from China jumped 75%. It happened in 1 month. I've mentioned this before, but I'll do it again. I have two sons living in the Carolinas. One is in North Carolina, one is in South Carolina. And this is was a heavily textile economy. In other words, they bring the cotton up from the South. Some of the cotton is actually grown in part of South Carolina, but they're right there where the cotton is. And these have been cotton manufacturers. They call them knitters. I can't remember. I was there several years ago, and Jay took me through. He had several accounts that owned textile manufacturing companies. And we went through, and I brought a whole bunch of pantyhose. Jeff, you weren't here then, but I brought them back. Gave all the girls in the building pantyhose because they gave me a whole gob of pantyhose. So anyway, they call that knitting, but it's still a textile industry. I guess from back years and years ago, it was called knitting. Anyhow, Jay has told me, and so has John, that hey, the textile industry is ruined in the Carolinas. Now, this has been going on ever since NAFTA and GATT moved our textile industry to other countries, and it seems like now it's more or less settled in China. All right, in January alone, the United States imported more than $1.2 billion worth of textiles from China. Imports of major apparel products from China jumped 546%. Last January, China shipped 941,000 cotton knit shirts, which were limited by quota. This January, I'm talking about when I said last January, January 2004, 941,000 cotton shirts. This January 2005, 18.2 million, a percentage increase of 1,836. Now, these shirts cost $1.71 a piece. Now, I don't know if that's what it cost to produce them, or if that's what the Chinese got for them, or if that's what Walmart gives for them, but the figure I have here, the National Council of Textile Organizations tells us that China is selling a cotton knit shirt at $1.71. I don't buy shirts. Do you have any idea? Beth's not here. She can't tell me something. And you don't shake in your head no too. I have no idea what a shirt costs. I know the shirts I buy, but I don't buy cotton knit shirts. So, but anyway, moving right along, imports of cotton knit trousers were up 1,332% from a year ago. Now, I also saw cotton trousers being built. I think I was in Texas someplace, and we went through a textile mill there where they take actually raw cotton, and you see denim blue jeans come out the other end of the thing. Kind of an interesting deal. But I doubt if that factory that we visited some 10 years ago or so is still there, because all that stuff has moved to China. More on China, more on textiles, right after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Harry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
Smart growth, sustainable development, and planning and zoning. Do you and your friends and family understand what these words really mean? Get the video, Not So Smart Growth. Filmmaker Timothy Smith documents how property rights are being destroyed by the plan, Vision 2020, and the approved land use plan. This is the plan being used to restrict you from making private land use decisions and moving people off the land into sustainable communities. Not So Smart Growth recorded events as they unfolded in South Carolina, but this is the same plan being used all across the country, yes, even where you live. Get the video, Not So Smart Growth, and show it to everyone you know. This will wake people up to what is really going on in America and how serious this issue is. To order Not So Smart Growth, send $17. Check cash or money order to Smart Growth Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, and the man who says, a proctologist with a psychology degree specializes in odds and ends, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now we're talking about these textiles coming in from China. Actually, the whole gist of this is, what good are these trade agreements when it not only ruins the United States economy, but it hurts the people living in these other countries? I'm not going to say it hurts the China economy. The China economy, as far as the government is concerned, and their manufacturers are doing great and wonderful. They've never had it so good. But it hurts the people that work there. They don't make a penny more by selling that shirt for $1.71. You can bet on that. Now, I gave you those figures, how they've jumped the knit trousers by 1,332%. They've jumped the number of shirts that were shipped to the United States by 1,836%. They tell us that these figures might even be underestimated because China ships a large part of its goods through Hong Kong, and they don't count that as being shipped from China. Anyway, in January alone, just a month after these global quotas were lifted, the United States apparel industry, the textile industry here in this country, lost 12,200 200 jobs. Last year, the United States trade deficit with China set a record, $162 billion. That's the largest trade imbalance ever recorded from the United States to any single country. And I would say it's probably the greatest balance ever anywhere recorded. It just doesn't happen. The 25 countries that are part of the European Union have also registered big increases, importing about $1.4 billion worth of textile and apparel goods from where? China. They say that's a jump of 46%. So this is the Chinese are getting the money from the rest of the world. Now, let's go into a little more detail here. Bob Brasher, president of the Global Trade Information Service in South Carolina, says this upsurge should come as no surprise. He says we're going from a quota regime to a quota-free regime, and China's one of the most competitive producers. So what do you expect? So now, as I've said, we already have NAFTA. We already have GATT. It's obvious to me we're going to have the free trade of Americas. And it is also obvious to me that we're going to have free trade with Central America. Is it going to do anybody any good? You bet it is. It's going to be the multinational corporations that come out of here with gobs and bunches of our money. President Bush still bound and determined they're going to get those Canadian cattle down here into the United States, regardless of whether they are mad cow disease free or not. Bush has again promised Canada that he will veto any move by the U.S. Congress to block the resumption of U.S. imports of young Canadian cattle. Has he vetoed anything? Can you remember him vetoing anything? Jeff, shake your head yes or no. You don't have to put your coffee down. I don't remember any veto coming from President Bush. And I mean, there's a gob and a bunch of stuff in there I would have vetoed if I'd have been in his Oval Office, but then I'm not. Okay. The President of the United States has stated clearly that he wants that border open. He helped promote the rule change and has said clearly that should Congress put in a disallowance motion, he will, in fact, veto it. Malaria is coming back. You know, malaria has been a killer of people for thousands of years. And during World War II, our scientists invented a product called DDT. I forgot. Diethyl dichloride trichlorothane, I believe is what DDT stands for. And when we got a hold of DDT, we found out that it got rid of insects. For the first time in the history of the world, people didn't have to suffer with head lice, bed bugs, malaria, because DDT killed this stuff. And somebody got the idea that eagles' eggs wouldn't hatch because the shells were not properly constructed, because the eagles somehow were picking up DDT. And because of a few eagle eggs, we have killed millions of people all over the world by the lack of the use of DDT. For whatever it's worth, bed bugs, head lice, all that stuff is coming back. And you've probably heard me mention this before, but when I was in graduate school at the Great Brain Factory, back about 1954 or 5, I don't know, is that about that time, why I took a course in medical entomology. And our professor there was one of the people that were in the very beginning with the working with DDT. And he was in Germany when World War II was ended, and he helped delouse many of these prisoners. And he talked about how they took some DDT, and it got into the wrong hands, and somebody thought it was flour, and they baked a cake with it. And people ate the cake, and it didn't cause any side effects whatsoever. Anyhow, malaria, in the year 2002, malaria afflicted 515 million people. in 2002. But in 1998, only 273 million. In other words, these mosquitoes are building back, and the disease, and you see the mosquitoes don't have the disease. The mosquito has to get the blood from someone that has malaria before they can pass it on, okay? The majority of the cases that we have in today come from the sub-Saharan Africa, though nearly a quarter of the cases occurred from the Western Pacific and Southeast Asia. People can become infected with malaria, as I said, when they're bitten by certain types of mosquitoes infected with the malaria parasite. After being bitten by an infected mosquito, the parasite infects humans' liver and red blood cells. Most malaria infections cause flu-like symptoms in the beginning, such as high fever, chills, muscle pain, diarrhea, and they come and go in cycles as the disease process and can end up including serious problems in the heart, lung, kidney, and brain damage, and possibly death. Okay. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we eliminated that practically worldwide with DDT. DDT has been banned in most countries now because the little eagles can't lay their eggs properly, they say. And no one has ever proven that. Why don't they breed a better strain of eagles? I mean, that looks like the thing to do. You know, they talk about all these rats that they use in these laboratories. I used to work in the rat room at the University of Missouri's brain factory, as I stated. I know a little bit about raising rats and guinea pigs. And I always thought, you know, if these rats, if they can't drink diet soda without getting sick, we need to breed a stronger breed of rats. But anyway, here's what we're doing in the United States. We are now going back to wetlands. Hey, we've got to have more wetlands. We destroyed all of the nation's wetlands. And with the wetlands, we destroyed the mosquito's ability to breed. And it looks to me like we're just setting up so that we, with more wetlands, with the no more DDT, we're getting set up to where we're going to have one of these days, it'll happen, an outbreak of malaria or some of these other typhus. I can't remember all the difference. I had my medical entomology. I kept my entomology book, by the way, my medical entomology book, one of the few textbooks I ever really enjoyed because it goes into a lot of detail of all of the diseases that are carried by mosquitoes. But we're getting set up to have exactly the same thing happen here in the United States that we're talking about in sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia. Anyway, if you don't get killed by America, go over and let the Dutch doctors kill you. In the Netherlands, doctors are killing people right and left and doing it on purpose. Dutch doctors now openly euthanize infants. David Stevens, M.D., executive director of the Christian Medical Association, said, "The tragic irony is that Dutch doctors once risked their lives to oppose the Nazi euthanasia program. Dutch euthanasia doctors today indignantly contrast their motives with the Nazis, yet there is little difference in the final result between the involuntary euthanasia of Dutch infants and non-consenting adults. In just a few generations since World War II, the Netherlands has slid from firm opposition to medically killing, to tolerating it illegally, to endorsing it in law, and now to expanding it to children. On the face of it, the Dutch euthanasia is all about pain and suffering and patient autonomy, but in reality, it's all about money, convenience, and physical autonomy. They kill nearly 1,000 patients a year over there on purpose. We'll be back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Return. This sort of, to me, falls under the auspices of ignorance gone to seed. But I don't understand illegal and undocumented. It's another one of those politically correct play on words. If I do something illegal, I would be in a heap of trouble. But we don't call illegal aliens illegal anymore. They're just undocumented. But being undocumented is still illegal, right? Well, I don't guess. I don't know. But this happened in the Bronx. Of course, it happened in New York City, so anything can take place there. But this undocumented Mexican was 33 years old, and he was working on some scaffolding at a Bronx construction site, and the scaffolding broke, and he fell 30-some feet. And it hurt him. He lived, but he lost a vision in his right eye. He has brain damage. He has liver and kidney lacerations, a collapsed lung, and loss of a sense of smell and some broken teeth. Now, that all happened back in 2001. But he's healthy enough to go to court. So he goes to court, and he sues the construction company, and he sues the builder, not the construction company, but the individual that's building the building. And he wins $4 million. He was hospitalized for 3 months. He didn't know how he was going to support his 3 children and his wife. They live in the Bronx with him. He is in this country illegally. And he's working off the books, which means, you know, he doesn't pay any income taxes or anything. He considered a lawsuit against his employer only after his brother visited an advocacy group in the city on his behalf. He said, hey, you know, I'm illegal here. I can't sue. I can't do anything. Well, he got talked into doing it. He did, and they did, okay? Now he's carefully guarding his identity for fear that family members would be kidnapped in his native country of Mexico if the windfall were to be disclosed. In other words, he thinks some of his friends would know where his family is, and they want some of that $4 million, too. But he doesn't want to let them have it, because he paid dearly for it. Undocumented immigrants of New York have the same rights to access the courts in New York City as any American citizen. Here's what their attorney said. Our client came believing that he didn't have any rights because he was undocumented. We took the case and we fought against the owner of the building and the company employing him. And in the end, we received a payment for him of 4 million smackers. The lawsuit charged numerous labor violations. Let's take a break. We will be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property right while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-320-2613. That's 1-800-320-2613. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months of $140 value. 1-800-320-2613. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/30/105. Call now.
Well, the IRS is upset. They found out that they didn't have a law. And show me your papers, and they don't have any papers to show. Now, the Court of Appeals, if you remember, and I don't want to go into all of the details on this, but remember Schultz with We the People? Well, he sued the IRS, and the judge limited the IRS's ability to use force against taxpayers unless the IRS first gets a court order. And it was a great win for you and I as taxpayers out here, because we've seen the IRS just come in, ride roughshod over people, take their homes, do all sorts of things. And now the IRS is upset about it. We went into detail on this back several weeks ago when it all happened. But anyway, the IRS has now filed a motion with the Second Circuit Court of Appeals asking the court to amend its January ruling. It's Schultz versus IRS. In case you want to look it up, and I get this from people all the time, it's Schultz versus IRS, case number 040196. But I'm sure you can go to the We the People website and get all that information. But anyway, Bob Schultz has mailed to the court in Manhattan his brief opposing the motion. The government's motion is evidence that the IRS is obviously upset with the court's opinion that held that the recipient of an IRS administrative summons cannot be held in contempt, arrested, detained, and otherwise punished for refusing to comply with the original IRS summons. So you don't have to comply with their summons unless they go get a court order, okay? No matter the taxpayer's reasons or lack of reasons for refusing. In other words, you can just say, hey, I want to do this. So there, okay? Well, the IRS doesn't like that. And neither does the Department of Justice. I don't know what our new Department of Justice head's going to do, but I'll bet John Ashcroft doesn't like to pay income taxes either. I don't know. But anyway, he's not there anymore. So the IRS gets the Department of Justice involved in this thing. He says, clearly troubled by the potential implications of the Schultz decision, the Department of Justice engaged their top guns from the Attorney General's office in D.C. to request that the Court of Appeals gut its decision, which clearly binds the IRS into due process requirements of the Constitution. See, these people think they're above all of that. Hey, they're not... These are little gods. They know more than anybody else. They have the authority. They have the black helicopters. They can do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it. And, hey, here's a guy that goes to court, follows all the procedures. Bob Schultz, hey, we need to give this guy credit. He has done a tremendous job. He's been in a heap of sweat over this now for years. But he did get this thing through court, and the judge agreed with him. Anyway... Now the Court of Appeals, according to the Department of Justice, should gut its decision, which clearly binds the IRS to due process requirements of the Constitution, limiting the IRS's ability to use force against taxpayers absent a court order. Anyway, the IRS apparently sees that its ability to acquire your personal and my private and personal property on demand... Anyway, they've got their hands tied now, and they don't like that at all. You know, IRS season's coming up. It's going to be, I'm just looking at the calendar here, next Monday will be the 14th. A week from Monday will be the first day of spring. Income tax season is coming along, and we're seeing more and more tax protesters than we have seen for years and years and years. Anyway... Homeland Security is kind of in trouble, too, because a lot of people doesn't think Homeland Security is making us any more secure. So they've gone out and they've hired some Hollywood personalities to help them in a PR program. They want to portray Homeland Defenders in a more positive light. And that's the way it is, as Walter Cronkite would say. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.